I'm Jill Pay, and I was the first woman to be the Sergeant at Arms in the House of Commons. The first man was 600 years ago, and in those centuries they'd all been ex-military and men until it came to me, and I was the first woman and not ex-military.
How did you become part of this project? Who found who? Did Anita find you, or did you approach
Yes,
her?
Yes, Anita found me because she'd photographed Betty Boothroyd. And Betty Boothroyd pointed her in my direction because she was very aware that I'd been the first woman in this role in the House of Commons.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe your photograph? What does it look like? Where were you photographed?
I was photographed in my office, which is a 16th century cloister. A beautiful oval-shaped room, very near the chamber of the House of Commons and very near Westminster Hall. And I'm wearing the uniform, which is based on Georgian court dress. But because I was the first woman, I had a hand in redesigning it. So although the jacket is exactly the same as a Georgian dress coat, very beautifully cut, lots of frogging and lovely pleats at the back, I wore a skirt, not breeches, because I thought I would look like something out of pantomime. I wore shoes with a medium heel. I wore silk stockings as opposed to thick black cotton tights. And my uniform was made out of a lightweight Baratheus, although it hung very well. It was very comfortable, where the men's uniform was made out of broadcloth, and they moaned all the time about how hot and uncomfortable it was.
And I saw you earlier on, I saw you talking to visitors. There was a large crowd, so following on from the event earlier, and you were in the gallery, so you're clearly very used to sort of public speaking and interacting with people. But how did it feel to be photographed, to be sort of posing for a picture?
Anita spent at least 2 or 3 hours with each of us. So you felt very much part of the process. So I was quite used to being photographed, but directionally. Whereas with Anita, there was no direction at all. It was very collaborative. And I think by spending that time with us, that I think she found something in each of us that was unique and that really reflected our character. And I can really see that in all the portraits. So it was a very very open, easy experience. She chose the photograph. It wasn't until it was chosen and printed that I saw it. But I'm glad that she chose the one in the office because that showed very much about the history of the role. But on the other hand, my mobile phone was in there and my handbag and a computer screen. So it did place it in a contemporary setting, although it was in a very traditional environment.
Mm-hmm. Any sort of things that you liked particularly about being photographed, or anything you found slightly unnerving or uncomfortable? How did you?
I think I found the prospect the most unnerving because I really didn't know how it was going to happen. You know, was she going to create a studio with lots of lights and assistants around, which I wasn't used to? But she didn't, though. It was just a one-to-one situation, and it evolved as we went along, that culminated in her taking some photographs, but lots of conversation as part of that process.